Good morning. And in the news today, there are calls from both sides of politics now for tougher action against Syria. The government has increased its sanctions against the regime, and Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd is now calling on the UN to bring Syria's president before the International Criminal Court. Liberal frontbencher Joe Hockey has said overnight that the government should refuse accreditation to Syria's new ambassador to Australia. The former Bosnian Serb Army Chief Ratko Mladic will make his first appearance before the War Crimes Tribunal tomorrow. Doctors have examined Mladic and declared that he is fit to stand trial. The tribunal will outline the exact charges against him, and then he'll be given an opportunity to make a plea. The violence in Yemen is intensifying. There have been gun battles in the streets of the capital Sana'a, and explosions have rocked the city. At least 37 people have died in these latest clashes after a ceasefire between government forces and tribal groups broke down. Fears are now growing that the country could descend into civil war. There's been another high-level defection from Colonel Gaddafi's regime. Libya's oil minister Shokri Ghanem says he decided to leave his job because the violence in his country had become unbearable. He says oil production in Libya is coming to a halt because of the international embargo. But he says he's yet to decide whether he'll join the rebels. And the space shuttle Endeavour has now completed its final mission. Endeavour has touched down at the Kennedy Space Centre after its 16-day mission to the International Space Station.